Okay, continuing in Simin Kuf Samach Aleph, the dinim of Chatzitza by Mikvah. Okay, test. Tizar lahasir kardim tvila hanazamim v'atabois. Ah, I got two shilas today about this. You got to be careful to remove the earrings and rings before going to Mikvah, even though we just said that if she wanted there, which jewelry woman wanted this, they really don't have to remove it. Right? But we don't want anything foreign on the body. So today, two women could not remove their rings, and they're having a very hard time to remove the ring. So they really got to try and remove it. Problem is, then it's very tight. So, yeah, so that's a whole shiloh exactly what to do for them to try and get it off. You know, you try and put soap there, and you know, all those type of things, and lubricants, and yeah. Otherwise, then you gotta really ask a shiloh. Yeah, so that's by rings and jewelry. Yud. Tzrichon now she has to clean her teeth before the tefillah. The matzi who the matzi ben shina shiurei ma'achol, because it's normal to find food in between the teeth when you eat. If she finds something or it's stuck to it, loy also tefillah doesn't work. And there are those that are knowing not to eat basar, because teeth, the meat gets stuck in the teeth. And they say chicken too. Even if she cleans her teeth, perhaps there's meat left in there, minig yafu, and that is a good minig. It's interesting. He makes it sound like we can be. It sounds like it's optional. We're really pretty strict with this. I mean, obviously, if it's necessary, then it's okay. But we try and be pretty strict. Fine. But if it's a tefillah, let's say with Shabbos and Yom Tov, but it's Shabbos and Yom Tov where it's a mitzvah to eat meat, so we're not going to tell her not to eat meat because she's going to the mikveh. So she has to be careful. They clean it very well. And every woman is got to be careful not to eat anything between the prep and the tefillah. And the whole yom tefillah, she shouldn't be busy with dough or wax. Nothing should be stuck there. But on Erev Shabbos, if her derech is to knead the dough for herself for Kavod Shabbos, Altimana, she shouldn't stop that because it's a mitzvah. Rak tizar lirchoitz achakach yedeh yafe yafe, she should wash her hands very well. Nowadays, we say that they should use gloves. Somebody was actually texting me right before the shir about Mikvah Friday night. I'm going to mikvah tomorrow night. So a lot of people like to make early Shabbos and go to mikvah afterwards, which is very schwer because you did all the mikvah prep. Now you're going to eat. So there are makilim on it, but it's not great. It's not great. Lemaisa, if it's a big tzaruch, then we allow, but they have to redo the teeth. Yudalef, Isha Shiesha Shein Tesevis, a woman who has false teeth, Tisha Lemaira, this is what Jesse was saying before. You have to ask how to be. How you know it was a tefillah? I am Tara. Okay, fine. Let's say she has a filling in her mouth. Fine. Fine. She mukha. You have a woman who has a shever. That's what's called a prolapse. All right? Meaning it's not in it's dropping out of its normal position. But nice at tabas barachman, she has a ring inside, a pessary they usually call it, right? So then tasa sheila, she has to ask a shayla because lemaisa it's way inside the body. This is the same thing they have something called the nuva ring, which is a type of birth control. It's a ring that stays inside the body. So most places can hold that should be removed for mikvah. And for the Hafsiktara and one of the Badikas. Fine. Yud Beis Leisecha is b'chaverta b'shas tefillah. She should not be holding on to her friend when she's tovel. If she should lay yavoy or mayim b'makam ha'achiza, because where they're holding on to the hands, then the water can't get there. She should tovel her hands in the mikveh first. Not with strength and not very tight, like a medium, and that is the way it can be toivel. That applies also to tvilas kelim. You're on a toivel a kli, but you don't have a basket in there. You're afraid you're going to drop it, so you put your hand in the mikvah or wash your hands first, and then you loosely hold the kli, and that's fine. You should not be toivel where the floor is muddy, because the mud will get in the toes. This is one of the reasons why not to go to the mikveh in the ocean. The minig is to be makel, because stam mud in the water is not so thick. But the mud that's on the edge of the river, that sticks with the regla. When she comes to the river, before she toivel, she should wash her feet very well from the mud. Maybe she should try and wash off the feet once she gets into the water. Nowadays we have Crocs and stuff like that, so you go with them to the water and then slip it off. If she can find something to stand on, like a little stool, you have to ask a shayla. Why? Because you can't stand on them in b'shas tefillah, because it's a kli, and you're standing on a kli, and you're not allowed to mekabel tumah. But I will see you in the next siman. Yudah. Shouldn't be standing straight, because then there's gonna folds in the skin are gonna end up being hidden. Don't bend over either. Until, meaning if you bend over, then you're gonna have other people, the skin, that are gonna touch. You should bend over a little bit till so that the hidden parts of the erva will be seen. The way it would be seen when she's kneading lasha tapas, when she's kneading dough, maat, spread the feet apart, this chazik v'lalish b'chazik, in order to do it strong. And then when she, like under where she's nursing, so you want to lift it up a little bit. And she shouldn't move too much. Shouldn't move the legs too much, and not to move the arms on the body too much. Should be the way when you walk. And if she does bend over too much or stand up, right? Also, the tefillah doesn't work. The tefillah and come out to because it makes like these folds. You have to make sure that the water is above the stomach, three tefachim. To be nizel, chal a little karai, because then you can toivel properly. Because otherwise, you have to bend over. And let's say it's a very shallow water. Sit down slowly in the water until the neck. You want to make sure that when the body's outside of the water, there's no folds. If the fold happens once you're inside the water, that's not a, it's not going to be a mazik. Because the water already went there. And if it's very low, my dog, your tefillah is like laying down like a fish. But you got to make sure that the whole body with the hair is under the water. You don't have to open the mouth so that the water goes in. But don't clench it more than it's kedai. If you jump, I'm sorry, not jump. If you clench it too much. It feels no good. You just have them kissing each other. The lips just make sure they're not too open. Dibuk a middle, like, not too, like everything else. Everything's got to be not in the middle, not too open and not too close. Let's say she puts the hair in the mouth. Because the hair does not go on, the water is not going to go on the hair. Tazayin like satsa may never be, so don't close the eyes too much. Kiyo dezen nasim kumatim lamata makes fold. Vigam le sifasfem biyoisa not too open. Ki nasim kumatim lamala because it makes folds above. Ela tiskarein birifyon, you just close them loosely, like we said, by the mouth. Yudzayin tzrichu la'asar atzoyim esfasa choytim gami mifnim. You got to remove any mucus from the nose, even inside. Ava mashu lamala b'seich ha'choytim le'choytim, but anything way up in the nose is not a chatzitza. You got to remove the junk from the ear. Yesham she'isha tzricha l'hatol mayim kodem tefila. She has to go to the bathroom before. Kam tzricha livda gatzim b'gedoylim b'ketanim. Check to make sure they don't have to go to the bathroom. Not gedoylim, not ketanim. She'lei tzricha latzaratzma, so she doesn't have to hold herself in. Le'yu ru'yim l'bias mayim, and then it's not considered roi for water to get there because it's being tight. B'di'avad einam akav. Get the shiloh lap, the post, they call up and say, or they text, I did this, I did that, for the evidence, all fine. Yudches, no toweling with the dirt on the feet. And if they did, if it's very thin dirt that the water
No,
won't
it
remove
stops
it,
at
also
Yud-Zayin.
let.
You finished. You finished. Yud-Ches is
Oh,
after Shabbos.
sorry.
Sorry, my fingers don't unmute fast enough.
Okay. Fine. I hope
Okay.
we were aware of that. I hope. All right. Everybody should have a fine night and a good Shabbos.
Shabbos.